something that I just got to get away. I'll pick you up late at night after work. I said, lady, step inside my Hyundai. I'm gonna take you up to Glendale. You know the deal, 'cause only you got a thing that I just got to get with. Got to get with. I just got to get with. You're the I wanna get the deal. Only you got. And your sister, I think her name's Deborah. Sympathy for you, girl. Yeah. Cause I'm a full-grown man, and I'm not afraid to.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Ooh. Voice cracked on the third word. That's cool. All right. How's everybody doing? This is Oz and Ends, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Second to last show ever, maybe.
Will you do it over the summer, do you think?
Yeah. Cool. I might rename it, though.
You shouldn't.
Well, I kind of feel, I don't know, are you not going to rename it next year?
I don't know. I haven't thought that far.
Feels like this is Odds and Ends, and we're about to start bringing in like side projects into the Odds and Ends family.
Okay,
but I think it's a family. I don't think it's a
sure. Okay, I like that. You like, know what I mean? And then potentially senior year we continue.
Exactly.
I like that.
Odds and Ends returns the reunion tour.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Very into that. Okay. Yeah. So as it stands currently, last Odds and Ends for a while. Second to last. Next week will be the last.
And we'll pop champagne.
Yeah.
And we'll make it a whole celebration.
Yeah.
We'll wear tuxes.
Yeah. Or at least those shirts that look like tuxes.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Or Dickies.
What's up?
You know,
the pants?
The things are just collars.
Oh, yeah. Cool. What's the theme for this week?
Well, we wanted to do a couple special things for our final two episodes. So we won't reveal what next week is going to be. Well, yeah. Maybe we will.
I mean, probably.
That's
but
probably
it's
a good idea, actually. Yeah. Well, anyway, but this week is we're just going to do our favorite songs ever.
Yeah, or at least I could come up with right now.
Yeah, I keep a playlist on my computer on Spotify.
It's local.
Just called Songs I've Called the Best Song Ever.
I remember this playlist, yeah.
Because I tend to hyperbolize when I'm talking about music or anything. So yeah. I often say that things are the best song ever. And so I've been keeping a running track of that. And I think within that are songs that I would consider my favorite songs ever.
Yeah, so much like that, I drew from a playlist that I just have called Rations, which are songs that I think are too good to overplay.
That's really good.
So that's sort of...
Do you limit yourself on how much you listen to them?
Like, I forgot that playlist existed because I don't go and listen to it very often.
Wow. Is that... So we just heard Deborah by Beck.
Which
was one of your picks.
I will say has... It's from the playlist, but it shouldn't be. I've listened to that too much at this point.
Have you overplayed it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I definitely overplayed one of my picks.
Okay.
So I don't know if we'll play it, but we'll keep that hidden until we see.
So it's Dance Yourself Clean.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No, that Dance Yourself Clean, I think I would consider my favorite song ever, currently.
Did I spoil a pick, or?
No, that's what I was playing next.
Cool.
So I thought we should get to it sooner rather than later.
I agree. We've got a lot to get through. These are the best ever, after all. So.
The best ever.
Objectively.
Songs or otherwise, but only songs, actually.
Right. Cool.
Dance Yourself Clean by LCD Sound System. This Is Happening is the name of the album.
This is happening now. All right.
Oh, we're on.
We are on. That was Burning of the Midnight Lamp by the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Hendrix.
Sorry, I was not ready for us to come back on, so I'm just pausing the music. Did Eli just make a funny joke?
I mispronounced twice. Yeah.
That's the worst fake laugh.
Cool.
I
don't have much to say on that.
That's a great song, though.
Yeah.
It's a sleeper, I think.
That's what yeah.
You play the whole album, and that song comes on, and you're like, oh, wow, this is sick.
Yeah, and it's like you're wowed the whole time, so then mm-hmm. by the time it's done, it's into the next song, and you forget to like it.
Yep.
Yeah.
What is the next song, I wonder? Because if it goes into something like, I don't know, like Voodoo Child or something, then like...
Yeah.
Rainy Day Dream Away. I don't know that song.
I don't know. Maybe that's why, too.
Next up, I wanted to stay on the theme of, or not the theme, but the little trend of classic rock.
So the genre, if you will, the little trend.
So I went with one that I don't listen to all that much anymore, but in high school, it was my favorite song ever.
Yeah.
So we're just gonna hear it. I don't know, it's an epic song. no two ways about it.
Cool.
It's Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, let's hear it.
You asleep against the window pane. My blood will thin. Nothing underneath. Who are my real friends? Have they all got the bends? Am I really sinking? They're slow. My baby's got the bends. Oh no. We don't have any real friends. No, no, no. We're just lying about with a drip fit on, talking to my girlfriend, waiting for something to happen. I wish it was the 60s, I wish we could be happy. I wish that something would happen.
All right, that was The Bends by Radiohead. And as I was gearing up to give a little anecdote about it, my mom texted me saying we listened to it in the car together at some point.
Aww.
She thought it was in grade school, but I'm almost positive it was like on the way to a doctor's appointment in high school.
Could have happened multiple times, maybe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, I don't really know, actually, at all. But yeah, I associate this song with that.
Do you think you guys headbanged together?
Almost certainly.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Certainly not.
You want me to read a PSA?
Sure, yeah. Take the reins.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids.
Mm.
But it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. That's safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How bad would it sound if it was "Don't give up until they buckle"? Yeah.
By whatever means necessary, get them to buckle up.
At the knees or otherwise.
It's just, I enjoyed that one because it starts off so much deeper than it ends up. Like, hey, wearing your buckle,
your seatbelt.
Wearing your seatbelt, is very important. But that shouldn't be the first thing you should focus on if you can't get through to your kids.
Right.
Also, I feel like seatbelt isn't one of those things that like you need to get through to them on. You can just make them do
yeah,
it, right? It doesn't need to be a teaching moment.
Yeah. They lock sometimes, too. It's like, you know, just do it, I feel like.
Just put it on them.
Yeah.
Or just don't drive until they put it on.
Or maybe it's saying, like, you know, demonstrate that you trust them by asking them to put it on instead of just doing it for them.
Get through to them.
Yeah. Cool.
Get to their level and...
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Some cool gesticulation happening for the listeners.
It really makes the scene.
Yeah. What do you got next?
The Stable Song by Gregory Alan Isakov. This was... I had a big moment with this song when I was in doing my gap year in Uruguay. And I would say that was the time in my life where I thought, this is the best song ever.
Cool. So,
it's great. Great lyrics, beautiful guitar.
Sweet. Let's hear it.
Songs were just like prayer, like gospel hymns that you call in the air. Come down, sweet reverence, unto my simple house and rang. Strawberry up on a table. Well, I drank and sang and passed in the stable. tall grass grows high and brown. Well, I dragged you straight in the muddy ground, and you sent me back to where I roam. Well, I cursed and I cried, but now I know. Oh, now I know. Back to that hollow again. The moon was just a sliver back then, and I ached for my heart like some tin man. When it came, oh, it beat and it boiled and it rang. Oh, it's ringing. Back into that wild-haired gale. Ring like silver, ring like gold. Turn these diamonds straight back into coal. Turn these diamonds straight back into coal. Mm-hmm.
My peers still crazy.
All right. Yeah.
I love finishing a conversation right as we're about to go on air.
Yeah, and I need to not respond to what you just said.
Which
because
I thought was a little bit profound.
Well, say it again then. I didn't listen because I was worried about talking.
All right, so Paul Simon has an album called There Goes Ryman Simon. Awful album cover. But I was thinking, is this good or bad? And I was thinking the only reason that I would say it's good is because Paul Simon is like known as one of the greats, and so therefore everything he does has to be good.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make a thing good.
Sure.
And
yeah.
This album cover is bad.
Cool. Yeah. That's profound.
It was a little I used the word legitimacy.
Yeah,
okay,
you did.
When I said it to you, and that made it profound.
Yeah.
Legitimacy.
Yeah, so that was Still Crazy After All These Years by Paul Simon. Probably my favorite song of all time.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
There's just so many instruments and textures in that song. Like, there's just... I forget there's a sax solo.
Yeah. I like... You pointed out the flute solo, too.
Or yeah, there's like a little... riff. There's a little sting at the end of... whatever.
Really nice.
Yeah.
A lot of instruments. If you would just stop the sentence there, you would have just sounded like a guy that doesn't really know what music is.
Right. There's so many instruments in this song. But honestly, it's true. I don't know.
It's true.
Especially for it just being...
What do you like about that song? The instruments.
There's so many noise.
There's so many of them.
Yeah. Without
you're gonna flip when you hear Vivaldi.
Without defacing that song too much, what do we have next?
I queued up, so we're gonna do a little Beatles set. I picked my favorite Beatles song. You picked what I presume to be your favorite Beatles song.
I mean, at least a top one of mine.
I guess I would put this in that same category.
Yeah.
Too. It's a day in the life.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
this is much. Du-du-du-du-du-du. Oh yeah. She's well acquainted with the touch of the velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. The man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust. I need a fix, 'cause I'm going down, down to the bits that I left up. Cause I'm gone down. Mother Superior jumped the gun. 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 Mother Superior jumped the gun.
All right, that was Happiness is a Warm Gun, the second of the Beatles, honestly, medley that we just pulled off.
We just mixed that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sweating in here. Why is it so hot? Do you also feel that way?
Yeah. No, it's really toasty.
Or am I just really nervous?
You were just singing. Yeah. Cool. I don't know. I don't have much to say about that one.
It's just great.
Yeah.
It's just great.
We were saying there's not really many Beatles picks that are not ones that could be lopped into this conversation.
Right, right. During that medley the whole time, we were just saying, like, oh, but it could also be In My Life, Tomorrow Never Knows.
Yeah.
There are so many good picks.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything could have been a contender.
Yeah.
I could have been a contender.
This has been Oz and Ends, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Absolutely show next week. I'll be here. You'll be here. I'll force you to be here. We've got one more for you. It's obviously a Stevie Wonder song because, you know, it's an episode of this show.
Because it is Oz and Ends,
yeah.
And you are listening to 91.5.
Yeah. It's Evil from Music of My Mind by Stevie Wonder. Let's hear it.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Why have you engulfed so many hearts? Evil, why have you destroyed so many minds? Leaving room for darkness, where lost dreams can hide. Evil, why do you infest our purest thoughts with hatred? So much love, leaving.